since childhood, and can see that this country is not, you know.
Well, I think
we're going to have to wind up. We have to let you go, Shay, because we're out of time.
Okay. So. Yeah, so I just wanted to say that we really need to focus on protecting the vote. I think, you know, one of the reasons why this, I think, you know, Trump's hardcore support is like, what, 35% of the country? And those are Republican voters. And yet Republicans have done so much to basically remove people of color from the voting list. Yeah, so we need to fight for the vote.
There's nothing is gained without struggle. And anyway, so it's been great working with you, Jackie.
Me too.
Unless something major changes, we probably won't be back on the air next month. But I really appreciate having worked with you.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. And stay tuned for more great programming here on KBOO. Go to kbo.fm, check out our special programming. And please consider joining if you haven't, or continuing to support us if you have. Thank you. Bye.
Industrial streets, class lines, money talks, turning language to paper pieces, rich man's war.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 9 a.m.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio during this special programming campaign, All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 4. Now through April, you will hear different marathons and series, all brought to you by our fantastic programmers, including specials for Black History Month and International Women's Day. If you'd like to check out our specials, go to kboo.fm/ATNF4.
Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. On this show, we are going beyond the hammer as we strive to expand our toolbox to handle life's challenges. Have you ever found yourself approaching every problem with the same solution? Even when it's not the best fit? Maybe you're the tough love person, doling out hard truths when sometimes a little empathy would go further. Or maybe you're the peacemaker, smoothing things over when what's really needed is some constructive conflict. We all have our go-to tools, and when they work, they work. But what about when they don't? That's why we're exploring this topic of, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. This well-known idiom, also called Maslow's hammer or the law of the instrument, describes our tendency to over-rely on familiar methods, even when they aren't the best solution. Think about it. If a hammer is all you know, you're going to swing at every challenge like it's a bent nail. But life is full of problems that don't require brute force. Some need a screwdriver, a paintbrush, or maybe just a step back to reassess the whole project. The key to personal and professional growth is recognizing when it's time to expand your toolbox. Today, we're exploring why we default to certain ways of thinking, how this impacts our decision-making, and most importantly, how we can cultivate a more adaptable and creative approach to life's challenges. Let's trade in our hammers for a full set of tools and learn how to use them. Before we start expanding our toolbox, let's make sure we fully understand what we're dealing with. The phrase, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, is a classic way of describing a cognitive bias. This idea was first introduced by psychologist Abraham Maslow in 1966 when he famously wrote, "I suppose it is tempting, if the only tool you have is a hammer, to treat everything as if it were a nail." Essentially,
It means that when we become overly reliant on a particular skill, method, or way of thinking, we tend to apply it to every situation, even when it's not the best tool for the job. This bias shows up in all areas of life. Think about a manager who believes strict discipline is the key to productivity, enforcing rigid rules even when flexibility would yield better results. Or a friend who always offers motivational speeches even when you just need them to listen. In problem solving, we often default to our most comfortable strategy. An analytical thinker might rely on logic in emotional situations, while a creative thinker might try to brainstorm their way out of a problem that actually requires structured planning. This bias isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's human nature to use what we know. But when we rely too much on one approach, we risk overlooking better solutions. The key to breaking free from the law of the instrument is self-awareness. Recognizing when you're automatically reaching for a go-to tool and ask yourself, is this the right approach for this particular problem? If not, it's time to step back and explore other possibilities. Now that we understand the law of the instrument, let's take a step back and see if we can spot it in our own lives. The truth is, we all have a hammer, that one tool, approach, or mindset we rely on without even thinking about it. But the big question is, are you using it appropriately, or are you turning everything into a nail? Let's find out with a quick interactive exercise. Step one, grab a piece of paper or open up your notes app or just think through these questions. When faced with a challenge, what's your go-to response? Like, is it logic, persuasion, humor, avoidance, strict discipline, people-pleasing? You get where I'm going. What's your go-to response? Do you tend to rely on the same solution no matter the situation? Have you ever been told you approach things the same way too often? For example, if your hammer is logic, you might struggle in emotional situations where someone just needs empathy. If your hammer is positivity, you might gloss over real problems that need to be addressed. If your hammer is control, you might resist collaboration even when teamwork would be more effective. Now let's test your toolbox. Consider the following scenarios and think about how you would instinctively respond. Then challenge yourself to consider an alternative approach. Scenario one, a friend is venting about a frustrating work situation. Doesn't that happen all the time? Is this your hammer response? Immediately jumping in with advice on how to fix it? Try an alternative approach. Instead, what if you just listened and validated their feelings? Don't try to fix it, just listen and validate. Scenario two, your team at work isn't meeting expectations. This might be your hammer response. Do you tighten control and micromanage? We gotta get this done right now, ship shape. What about an alternative approach? What if you opened a dialogue to understand their challenges and then adjusted expectations accordingly? Their heads might spin. Scenario three, you're overwhelmed with a busy schedule. Your response might be, you push through working harder without considering other options. We just got to get it done. But what about an alternative approach? Could you delegate, restructure your time, or simply ask for help? Now, take a look at your answers. Did you recognize a pattern in your responses? If so, that's your hammer. But here's the good news. Once you identify your default tool, you can start consciously adding new tools to your problem-solving kit. Instead of reacting automatically, pause and ask, is my usual approach the best for this situation? Observe others who handle things differently. What can you learn from them? And challenge yourself to try one new response in the next situation where your hammer usually comes out. This is all about building self-awareness. The more you recognize your natural tendencies, the easier it becomes to adapt, shift perspectives, and apply a better tool to the challenge at hand. In our quest to diversify our problem-solving toolkit, embracing cognitive diversity is key. Research has shown that teams with diverse perspectives are better equipped to tackle complex challenges, leading to more innovative solutions. Dr. Justin James Kennedy explores unlocking the power of cognitive diversity found at Psychology Today. Discussing cognitive diversity demands an understanding of social neuroscience, according to research by Matthew Lieberman at UCLA. His work is relevant to cognitive diversity because he examines the neutral mechanisms underlying social behaviors, including how we perceive, process, and respond to social information. By investigating how different individual brains process social stimuli, social neuroscience can shed light on the diverse ways in which people approach diverse social problem solving. Further research suggests that embracing cognitive diversity with teams can drive creativity, innovation, and growth in rapidly changing environments. Cognitive diversity refers to the idea that people have different ways of thinking and learning. These differences can arise from various factors like genetics, culture, environment, and life experiences. Cognitive diversity, rooted in the concept that individuals possess varying thinking styles and problem-solving approaches, can also be influenced by factors like neuroplasticity, which enables the brain to adapt and rewire over time. Embracing neurodiversity recognizes the unique strengths and perspectives that individuals with diverse cognitive profiles, including those resulting from neuroplasticity, contribute to the collective intelligence of a group or society. Research has shown that cognitive diversity can significantly benefit society and organizations, including increased innovation, creativity, and problem-solving ability. Each reality defines how individuals see and experiment with the world. Each brain reflects these skills and abilities and how they balance what they need with what they have in a unique way of combining factors. Learning methods and problem-solving approaches can originate from diverse sources like genetics, culture, environment, and emotional experiences. As we all know, two heads are better than one when solving complex issues, but two different brains are even better. These differences in cognitive processes and perspectives can influence how individuals perceive and interact with each other to find a unique combination of cognitive abilities and resources. DeYoung and the team have shown cognitive diversity helps teams perform better, all by simply having different perspectives. It's these different perspectives based on knowledge, experience, and how brains are wired that create the opportunity. Okay, is your head spinning yet? Let's break it down a little further. Imagine a team where everyone has a similar background and thinks alike. They approach problems in the same way, leading to quick consensus but limited innovation. When faced with a complex issue, they might struggle to find creative solutions because their uniform perspectives restrict their problem-solving abilities. Can you picture it? Okay, hold on to that. Now picture a team composed of individuals from various backgrounds, each bringing unique experiences and thinking styles. When tackling a complex problem, this team benefits from multiple viewpoints, fostering creativity and innovation. Their diverse perspectives enable them to approach challenges from different angles, leading to more effective and comprehensive solutions. Embracing cognitive diversity means valuing these different ways of thinking, which can enhance creativity, innovation, and problem solving within teams and organizations. Have you ever done StrengthsFinders 2.0? This is a great way to find out what your business and sometimes your professional strengths are as well. And then it's really fun to mix and match with your coworkers to pair up people with different ways of thinking and give them all the same problem and see what the solutions look like. If you haven't tried it, you really should. Let's take this idea of cognitive diversity a step further. Imagine you're part of a brainstorming session at work, my favorite, and everyone at the table has the same background, training, and way of approaching problems. The conversation is smooth, there's little disagreement, and you all quickly land on a solution. Sounds great, right? But here's the catch. Without diverse ways of thinking, you're all reinforcing the same ideas and missing out on fresh, innovative solutions. It's like trying to solve every problem with the same tool. Sure, it might get the job done, but what if there was a faster, smarter, and more effective way? Now, contrast that with a team where people think differently. One person is analytical, another is a big-picture creative thinker. Someone else has hands-on experience, and another questions assumptions. This team might take longer to come to a decision, but in the process, they explore more possibilities, challenge each other's perspectives, and ultimately create a stronger, more well-rounded solution. The discomfort that comes from different viewpoints isn't a barrier. It's the key to growth. Cognitive diversity encourages adaptability and resilience, helping individuals and teams step outside their default hammers and discover new, more effective tools for tackling challenges. All right, now that we've called out our hammers for what they really are, it's time to do something about it. Awareness is the first step, but action is what really moves the needle. So, how do we ditch the one-tool-fits-all mindset and start expanding our toolbox? Let's dig into some practical strategies that will help you approach life's challenges with a little more versatility. Number one, hit pause before you swing. Oh boy, couldn't we all use that advice? When a problem pops up, do a quick mental check-in before you default to your usual response. Ask yourself, is my go-to approach actually the best one here? Have I used this method before in a similar situation? How did that turn out? What's another way I could tackle this? Sometimes just taking a breath before you react is enough to shift your mindset and open up new possibilities. Number two, borrow a tool from someone else. Ever notice how some people just seem to have the perfect way of handling certain situations? That's because they've built a diverse set of tools over time. If you admire someone's ability to handle conflict, inspire a team, or stay calm under pressure, study them. How do they approach challenges differently than you do? What can you learn from their style? Could you try on their method next time you're in a similar situation? This doesn't mean abandoning your strengths. It just means adding more strategies to your arsenal. Number three, flip the script. If you always handle things a certain way, challenge yourself to do the opposite. If you're always the problem solver, try just listening instead. If you're a perfectionist, allow yourself to make a quick decision without overanalyzing. And if you tend to avoid confrontation, step up and have the tough conversation. Think of it as an experiment. What happens when you break out of your usual routine? You might just surprise yourself. Number four, expand your input equals expand your output. Your brain can only pull from what it knows. So if you want fresh solutions, start feeding it fresh ideas. This means reading different perspectives, watching or listening to content outside your usual interests, talking to people who challenge your way of thinking. The more you expose yourself to new information, the more naturally you'll begin to think outside of your hammer and nail mindset. Number five, give yourself permission to change. Here's the big one. Just because you've always done something a certain way doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. Growth means allowing yourself to evolve even when it feels uncomfortable at first. So the next time you're about to swing that hammer, stop and ask, is there a better tool for the job? If the answer is yes, reach for it. Over time, this small shift in awareness will turn into a powerful habit, and before you know it, you'll have a fully stocked toolbox ready for whatever life throws your way. Ben Jantz explains systematic inventive thinking, SIT, found at Tools Hero. SIT is a thinking methodology where creativity takes center stage. It contains five thinking patterns that humans have used for thousands of years. According to systematic inventive thinking, innovation takes place when thinkers work within a familiar world. Solutions are invented by good ideas that are independent of a specific problem. And when the following five methods are used: subtraction, multiplication, division, attribute dependence, and task unification. So let's look at these individually. Number one, subtraction. Less is more. This technique involves removing an essential component of a product or process to uncover new opportunities. Imagine you're always the one who leads meetings at work, believing your guidance is crucial. Applying subtraction, you step back and let someone else facilitate. This absence might reveal hidden leadership within the team and encourage diverse ideas, showcasing that sometimes less input from you can lead to more innovation. Number two, multiplication. Double down with a twist. This method entails duplicating a component of a product or process by altering it in some way to add value. Suppose your go-to tool is detailed data analysis. Using multiplication, you not only analyze data, but also teach a colleague to do the same thing, adding a new perspective. This not only lightens your load, but also brings fresh insight, proving that multiplying efforts can lead to exponential benefits. Number three, division. Breaking it down to build it up. This approach involves dividing a product or process into smaller parts and rearranging them to discover new configurations. If your default problem-solving method is tackling issues solo, Division would suggest breaking the problem into parts and assigning them to team members based on their strengths. This redistribution can lead to more efficient and effective solutions, highlighting the power of collaborative efforts. Number four, task unification. One stone, multiple birds. This technique assigns additional tasks to an existing component, making it multifunctional. Consider you're adept at project management, but also taking on the role of mentor within the project, you unify tasks, fostering team growth while keeping the project on track. This demonstrates how combining roles can lead to enriched outcomes. And number five, attribute dependency, creating meaningful connections. This method involves creating or dissolving dependencies between variables of a product or process to enhance functionality. If you always schedule meetings at the same time, regardless of team members' time zones, applying attribute dependency means adjusting meeting times based on participants' locations. This flexibility improves attendance and engagement, showing that adapting to variables leads to better results. By integrating these SIT methods into your problem-solving repertoire, we move beyond our habitual hammer and embrace a toolkit rich with diverse strategies, leading to more innovative and effective outcomes. At this point, you might be thinking, wow, I didn't realize my thinking was so narrow, or I wasn't considering other people's opinions. And you might be thinking, how can I get more diverse thinking? Well, let's go through some of that. It would start with challenging your assumptions. Ask yourself, is this really true, or is it just what I've always believed? We should always do this. This is the way to break through in our limited beliefs. And then try flipping your perspective. Take the opposite stance on an issue and argue for it. Even if you don't agree at first, it might be fun just to see if you could make a case for it. Play the what-if game. Now, normally, I don't like doing that because what-ifs can get us in the ditch real quick. But what if I did the exact opposite of what I usually do? What if I looked at this from a child's perspective? Seek out different voices. Read books, articles, or blogs by people with different perspectives or from different industries. Follow thought leadership outside of your field on social media. LinkedIn is a great way to do that. You can simply search a term and then go to the groups and join a group to really learn a different perspective. Have conversations with people who think differently than you. Ask them about their viewpoints and then listen without trying to debate. Try switching up your routine. If you always take the same route to work, try a different one. Rearrange your schedule or workspace to encourage new thinking. Nothing like adding some new color or a new gadget. Change your environment at home. Sometimes a fresh setting, maybe a new plant, sparks fresh ideas. Practice reverse thinking. Instead of asking, how can I fix this problem? Try, how can I make this problem worse? This often reveals hidden solutions. Instead of looking at what's missing, ask, what if nothing changed? What would happen then? Try learning a new skill, like pick up a hobby that requires a different way of thinking, like a new language or playing an instrument, coding, or even painting. Engage in activities that force you to think in new ways, like puzzles or strategy games, improvisation exercises, and creative writing. Collaborate with diverse thinkers. Work with people from different backgrounds, industries, or skill sets. Ask colleagues or friends how they would solve a problem before sharing your approach. Join a mastermind group or a networking community that encourages diverse perspectives. You could also use random inspiration, like read or watch something completely unrelated to your work or usual interests. Use a random word generator and try to connect that word to your current problem. Try brainstorming with constraints, like, how would I solve this if I only had $10? Or what if I had to do it in half the time? Don't forget to take a break and reflect. Sometimes stepping away from a problem allows your subconscious to generate new ideas. Try journaling or mind mapping to see your thoughts visually. And take a walk. Think about it. Meditate. Many breakthrough ideas come when your mind is relaxed. If you want to share encouragementology with a friend who needs to know they're not alone in this journey of self-discovery, you can visit encouragementology.com or anywhere you stream your content to receive this episode and all others. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for additional encouragement throughout the week. So I challenge you, recognize when you're reaching for your proverbial hammer and consider alternative tools. Embrace new perspectives and strategies to enrich your problem-solving repertoire. I know you can do it.